for your grace and kindness in giving to us this time to study your word today.
主啊，我们要如此感恩，为了您的伟大，为了您的慈爱，能使我们聚集起来，一起学习这宝贵的真理。
We thank you for the Bible.
我们为圣经感恩。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who saves us.
我们也为救我们的主耶稣基督感恩。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit who has been promised to lead us into all truth.
我们也为那应许给我们带领我们进入一切真理的圣灵感恩。
And in particular, we're praying that this evening, that is exactly what you will do.
我们也特别的为今天，就今天晚上，您要照着您的应许所做的事感恩。
And so now, Lord, we're praying that you will just bless and guide and lead us as we study the Bible together.
求您祝福我们，带领帮助我们，在今天晚上我们聚集的时候。
We pray for each of us, Lord, scattered in so many places, but with one common objective, and that is to know more about the Lord Jesus and to follow him.
主啊，我们也为我们今天来的每一位，虽然分散在不同的地方，但是我们都是为了同一个心愿，就是想要更多的认识我们的主耶稣基督，我们为此献上祈求。
Work in every heart, we pray.
在我们每一个人心里做工，我们如此祈求。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Lord, now give grace. Well, we have been studying the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
我们一直在学习圣灵的位格以及圣灵的工作。
Tonight we'd like to continue a subject we started 2 weeks ago, the filling of the Spirit.
那我们今晚呢会继续我们前几周开始的一个话题，就是圣灵充满。
Tonight we're going to look at how to be filled and the result of being filled.
今晚我们会看如何被圣灵充满，以及圣灵充满的结果会怎样。
These are two very important subjects in relation to the filling of the Holy Spirit.
非常重要的概念啊，和圣灵的真理相关的。
Now, in our studies, of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, we've tried to look at as much scripture as we can.
那我们会尽量看多，尽量多的经文啊，来查考这相关的真理。
And the idea is to draw our doctrine out of the scriptures from what the scriptures say.
那我们的目的就是呢，把我们的教义啊，基于这圣经的教导啊，把它从当中总结出来，看看圣经最终想要告诉我们的是什么。
We want to avoid taking our ideas and taking them and making the scriptures, force the scriptures to agree to our ideas.
我们尽量避免呢，把我们的意见呢读到圣经里去啊，来使得圣经来支持我们的观点，而不是从圣经里读出神的观点。
After all,we let the scriptures speak for themselves because it is God's word, not ours.
所以我们会要让圣经自己来说话，因为它是神的话，不是我们的。
Now we've looked at some very important distinctions.
那我们前两周注意到了一个很重要的区别。
The baptism, indwelling, and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵的内住，以及圣灵充满。
These are not the same things.
这两件是不同的事情。
We saw from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 that the baptism of the Spirit happened on the day of Pentecost when the one body of Christ was formed.
那我们从哥林多前书12章学习到呢，那圣灵的洗呢是在五旬节的那一天发生的，那 我们借着圣灵的洗成为了一个身体。
That was a completed act, and it says, by one spirit we were all baptized into one body.
那这是一个完成的动作，我们都借着一个灵呢，被洗进入一个身体，已经完成了。
The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was glorified, sent the Holy Spirit and baptized the infant church and formed the body of Christ.
当耶稣得着荣耀之后，按着应许差圣灵下来，来把初代的教会，婴儿期的教会，然后受洗。形成了今天的一个身体。
And he is the head of that body, that one body.
那他呢是头，那为整个一个身体，他是那个头。
John the Baptist said that I baptize with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
施洗约翰说呢，我是用水施洗，那他呢是会用圣灵来施洗。
So we don't need to look for another baptism.
所以我们不需要再去寻找另一个施洗受洗。
And every one of us, the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus and receive him, we're incorporated into that one body.
在我们信的那一刻，我们就进到了这一个身体里，也就是教会。
It doesn't depend upon any spiritual attainment. That happens the moment that Christ baptized the church, that's where we were baptized in the church.
所以不在乎我们已经从圣灵里在那一刻有什么得着的确据，而是神的话告诉我们在五旬节那一天施洗已经做完了，那每一个信的人在那一天就已经进到了身体里。
And you remember we used the illustration of the high priest being anointed with oil on the day of his consecration.
那我们记得用了一个比方，就是大祭司在他受膏职分接这个职分的时候，他那一天会有膏油倒在他头上。
There was one anointing.
只有一个用膏油的一个动作。
But the progress of the oil had to go from the head all the way down to the skirts of the garments of that high priest.
但是呢，你会发现，虽然倒膏油就是一个动作，但是膏油从头流到胡须，流到身体，一直流到脚，它是有一个一直流下去的过程。
But there was only one baptism.
所以施洗就是一次，圣灵的洗就是一次。
Now,another thing that happens when we are born again by the Spirit of God comes in and indwells each believer.
所以当我们在圣灵里重生的时候呢，圣灵就住到我们里面来了。
And there's, with that indwelling, there's of course at the same time, there is the sealing and there's the earnest and the anointing of the believer.
所以呢，同样的时间呢，也有受圣灵的我们信的那一刻呢，也受圣灵的印记，也有圣灵买赎的这个证据啊，还有就是圣灵的膏油倒下来啊，这些都是同一刻的。
So the Holy Spirit comes into the believer, indwells the believer at the moment of their second birth.Their conversion.
所以在我们重生得救的那一刻，圣灵就住进来了，这是同时发生的。
Then we looked at the filling of the Spirit.
然后呢，我们最后再看的这个概念就是圣灵充满。
We looked at the idea.That the filling of the Spirit is not something that happens from outside of us.
所以首先我们要知道呢，圣灵充满不是一件发生在我身体外要发生的事情。
Many Christians have the idea of a Pentecost experience where the Holy Spirit came down and filled all those baptized and filled all those in that room that day.
所以有的受到这个灵恩的教义的影响呢，会有这样的一个概念呢，好像圣灵是从外面进到我里面来，然后充满了今天在房子里祷告的这些人啊，是他认为有这么一个形象的过程，其实并没有。
The scriptures say that only happened on that one occasion.
圣经是这么讲的，只是在那一次，就是在五旬节的那一次发生过这个事。
Previous to that, the Holy Spirit had not been given.
因为在那之前呢，圣灵也没有被赐下。
So then, how does one get filled with the Spirit? Is the question.
所以现在的问题来了，一个人怎样被圣灵充满呢？
Well, we looked 2 weeks ago at what we call the fullness of the Spirit, what the Scriptures call the fullness of the Spirit.
那我们几周前呢，学到了圣灵。关于圣灵的完备啊，完全是怎样的
？That second Peter chapter one, if you'll turn there, please.
彼得后书的一章。
2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2.
一章的二节。
Grace and peace, Peter says, be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多地加给你们。
So here he mentions God the Father and his Son, Jesus our Lord. And then,
对，他提到了主，也就是神呢，父神和主耶稣，我们的救主。
And then here in verse 3, he mentions the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, not named, but revealed here is that he is the power working in the believer.
所以到第三节他就讲了第三个位格的神，虽然没有名字点出来，但是他是那在用能力赐给我们一切这祝福的，就这就是圣灵。
And he says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue.
第三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
And he goes on in verse 4, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive a new nature. That nature is a divine nature. It's God's life itself.
所以当我们接受基督的时候，我们就接受了一个新的本性，这本性呢是从神来的，圣洁的本性啊。
So the indwelling of the Spirit here is described as the divine nature itself, God himself indwelling us.
所以我们的在这里呢描述的神的圣灵的那完全呢，就在这里，就是关于从神来的性情啊，或者说神的本性在我们里面。
Now, also note that with the divine nature is given divine power, we read in verse 2 or verse 3.
所以从第三节我们也认识到呢，有这神的性情呢，我们也会有神的神能啊，同样的这是在一起的，在第二节、第三节讲的。
And this divine power then it has given to us, he says, all things that we need for life and godliness.
那这神能呢，是把关乎生命和前进的事啊，赐给我们。
Now I want to emphasize that word all things.
注意它这有一个词叫一切。
In other words, we don't need to look anywhere else for anything to, for us to be able to produce the life of God within us because he is indwelling us in his fullness.
这就意味着我们不需要从其他地方再去寻找关乎生命和前进的事。那这一切呢，都由着圣灵住在我们里面，神已经赐给我们了。
So those two things we have is divine nature indwelling us. We don't need to look elsewhere for some infilling.
所以两件事，第一呢，那神的性呢，性情啊，就神的本性，我们不需要从外面找，好像从外面要进来，我们已经有了，就在我们里面。
And that divine power then can be applied to every part of our lives.
同样的道理呢，神的神能也同样在我们里面，我们有了从圣灵来的这能力，因为他住在我们里面。
And it will produce godliness, that is Christ-likeness.
但这样呢，就会带来生命和前进的事，才会给我们。
Now let's look at another scripture in John chapter 1.
你再来看一段经文，约翰福音的一章。
John chapter 1 and verse 16.
十六节。
In verse 1, we read that, the word is God.Verse 14, we read that the Word was made flesh. That is, the Lord Jesus was none other than God manifest in the flesh.
第一节呢，我们知道道就是神呢。那第十四节我们知道呢，这个道呢，它成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Now, he was full of the Spirit.
那他是被圣灵充满的。
Because he is the Spirit of Christ himself.
因为他本身就是神的灵啊，圣灵就是耶稣的灵。
Colossians, we read that in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
那在他里面啊，有神的本性和丰富啊，都在他里面啊。哥罗西书的一节经文，他刚才读。
Now carefully look at verse 16.
我们来读一下十六节。
And of his fullness, we have all received, and grace for grace.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Spirit indwells us, all of the Spirit is indwelling us.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督的时候呢，所有的圣灵的恩赐恩典啊，都在我们里面。
We've received his fullness.
我们得着了他的丰富丰满。
Now, you might say, and I would agree with you because it's my own experience as well, I don't always feel or often feel the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelling in me. I don't feel it.
那你可能会说，那我也会同意这个说法，因为我也是这么经历的。你会说呢，我并不是常常或者经常不是感受呢神的恩典的丰满呢就在我里面，我感受不到。
But I believe it.
但是我相信。
Because it says so in God's word.
为什么呢？因为这个经文就是这么讲的，圣经就是这么说的。
So then we have the problem then is, in practical terms, how do I experience that fullness? How can I?
那现在问题来了，在应用的角度，我怎么能体会这丰满的恩典呢？我怎么能做得到呢？
Well, let's understand that to understand this fact that is the foundation of the abundant life in the Spirit.
那明白这个事实啊，是一个基础，就是我们怎么样能在圣灵里啊，活出丰满的生命，丰富的生命啊，这是这里有个很重要的事实。
It's the start is to understand that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in us.
这事实就是神，也就是耶稣基督，他的丰满的恩典已经住在我们里面了。你要相信这一点。
If Christ dwells in you, then the fullness of the Godhead dwells in you.
如果基督的灵住在你里面呢，那神丰满的恩典也就住在你里面。
Now, we've got to read the rest of that verse because it's important.
我们再读完这一节经文啊，这个很重要。
It's that with the conjunction and, grace for grace.
然后16节的后半段，而且恩上加恩。
What does that mean? And grace for grace.
恩上加恩什么意思？
Well, it's by grace that we have first been saved at all, that miracle of the second birth.
那我们第一个恩呢，就是我们借着神的恩典我们得救了，也就是我们重生的那个神迹啊。
And then as we seek to live out what has already been put into us, we need more grace.
那第二呢，当我们想要把那已经放在我们里面的生命活出来的时候呢，我们就会看见更多的恩典啊。
Well, where can we get that grace?
那我们怎么从才能得着这第二个的恩典呢？
Well, at the throne of grace.
当然还是回到施恩宝座上去。
You look at Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16.
四章的十六节。
Well, let's read verse 15 because that is important as well.
我们从十五节读起啊，十五节很重要。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
希伯来书四章十五节，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So we say, Lord, okay, I believe that I have the fullness indwelling me of the Spirit.
所以他说，主啊，我相信我有神的丰富丰满的恩典住在我里面。
But I'm weak.
但是我是软弱的。
Well, we have a high priest who can sympathize with it. He experienced all the sufferings that we had, yet without sin.
那我们有一位大祭司呢，他能怜悯我们，因为他经历了我们一切所经历的，只是他没有犯罪。
So he says, come to me. He says, come boldly to the place that you may obtain grace for the next step you need to take in your Christian life.
所以他说，你大胆地到我这里来，到施恩宝座前来，因为你可以在这里得着那连续和恩惠，在你下一阶段成圣的路上所需的。
There is an inexhaustible supply of grace that you can obtain at any time, and you can come boldly, as we say, come boldly, say, Lord, I need grace.
所以你可以随时来，你可以大胆的来，因为在他那恩惠和连续是没有止境的。
Just to review what the filling of the Spirit means. First of all, we're commanded to be filled with the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
那我们回顾一下圣灵充满啊是个什么意思啊。那首先呢我们是被神的命令要求啊要被圣灵充满的。以弗所书五章的十八节。
He says in verse 18 of Ephesians 5.
以弗所书五章十八节。
Do not be drunk with wine. Don't be controlled by the spirit, the alcohol, of alcohol.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
But be filled or controlled by the spirit.
所以我们要使自己被圣灵充满。
Now, that's a command that's given.
这是给了一个命令。
So if we were to say, to think of the Spirit as something from outside of us, how can we command the Spirit to come down from outside us?
假设你认为呢，圣灵是从外面在你祷告的时候进来的，你怎么能够命令他进来呢？你这个就不成为一个命令。
That's the idea of witchcraft, to have control of spirits.
那这个不变成行巫术，那你想要控制这个灵的时候才会有这种状态。
But rather recognize that we have the Spirit indwelling us. And what Paul is saying, let the Spirit have complete control of you.
那你换一个角度你就好理解了。当圣灵你知道已经住在你里面的时候，保罗这句话的意思就是你要让他在你里面掌权。控制你，而不是你的肉体掌权。
We also understand that by God commanding it, it means that it's His will for us to be filled with the Spirit.
所以当神命令我们的时候，这就意味着我们有自由意志，可以选择我让圣灵充满，他才能命令我们。
Another part of the meaning of that to be filled means be continuously filled.With the Spirit.
那这个命令的还有一个部分的含义就是你要持续的总是一直的要被圣灵充满。
This isn't a once for all type of thing.
这就意味着呢这不是一个一次性你来一下就过去了就永远是的不是一次充满就永远充满的状态。
The word in the Greek is in the present continuous. Be continually controlled by the Holy Spirit, or continually filled.
因为这节经文呢，以弗所书五章十八节的这个乃要被圣灵充满的这个时态啊，在原文希腊文的时态是现在进行时，就是你一直在做，一直在进行的一个状态。
And the other thing that we mentioned before was that it's in the passive voice. This is in the Greek, it's the passive voice.That means,
同时呢他说乃要被圣灵充满在原文的这个时态呢是一个被动啊是你要让自己被圣灵充满。
It's not fill yourself with the Holy Spirit, it's allow yourself to be filled or controlled by the Holy Spirit because that is the will of the Spirit.
对，所以这就解释了，就是它不是个主动的状态，就意味着你不是把圣灵的从外面往里塞进来啊，这是一个主动的状态，而是呢，你要让你里面的圣灵成为你的主，他来充满你，因为他本意，神的本意就是这样，所以你是被动的，这就能解释这个被动的语态和持续现在进行的语态。
Now it doesn't mean getting more of the Holy Spirit, but we already have his fullness, but it means he wants more of us.
所以这里也不是说呢，你要得着更多的圣灵，因为你在信的那一刻就已经全部给你了。我们是借着信心知道这个事实，但是呢，他想要得着我们更多的主权，这个是一个持续进行的状态，所以我们没有办法 把自己交出去的过程呢，我们就没有办法被圣灵充满。
Okay, now, that's a question. How then can that work? Is there anything that I can do to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
啊，那这里怎么才能做成？这是怎么做成的呢？我做些什么才能更好的被圣灵充满？
Now, obviously, if there's a command, it means there's some action required on my part.
既然这是一个命令，这就意味着呢，在我的这一面呢，其实是可以有一些行动采取的。
And I have, there's five things I'd like to bring us here this evening.
那今天呢，我会给大家五件的事情啊，我们要一个一个来过，五样。
The first of all,The Holy Spirit will only fill a clean vessel.
第一呢，圣灵只会充满一个洁净的器皿，清洁的器皿。
Now you ladies would never think to fill a dirty cup and give it to one of your guests as a cup of tea.
那你们这些在座的姊妹们啊，你们一定不会做这么一件事，就是拿一个脏杯子倒上热茶给你们的客人喝啊，你不会这么做的。
First of all, you make sure that cup is very clean, and you inspect it and make sure that it's going to honor your guest.
你一定会在倒茶之前仔细检查，这是个干净杯子，一点瑕疵都没有。然后你再倒茶，这才会显示你对客人的尊重。
So the first thing we need to do is to confess.Our sin and to forsake that sin without delay.
一件事呢，我们要做的就是承认我们的罪与不义，然后转离我们那在我们的罪里的那条道啊，转离这个罪，转向神。
Again, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9.
约翰一书的一章九节。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And then the Holy Spirit, having a clean vessel, is able to come in because he's calledOr he's able to fill the vessel. He's called the Holy Spirit.
所以现在呢，那圣灵呢，他就会看见一个清洁的器皿啊，因为他也是圣灵，圣洁的灵嘛，所以他才能进到这个器皿里来啊，能够充满它。
Now many people do this. They maybe seek the Holy Spirit's filling, spend hours in prayer and maybe even fasting, with little result.
很多人会做这么一件事，他们很努力地寻求圣灵充满，然后他们恒切地祷告，甚至禁食，但是没有什么很好的效果。
Well, the Holy Spirit is not some impersonal power.
那你要知道，圣灵不是某一种，好像在人里面的力量，它不是这么一个情形。
The Holy Spirit is also known as the Spirit of Christ.
那圣灵呢，又被称为耶稣基督的灵。
The Spirit of God must work through the Word of God.
所以神的灵呢，总是要从神的话语里才能工作的。
Because how would you know what spirit is controlling you except that it is the Spirit of Christ as we know it from the Word of God itself?
我们怎么知道那来控制我的是什么灵呢？除非我在神的话语里啊，确知它就是神的灵。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章。
And verse 16.
六节。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And notice now, it's this parallel statement that we found in Ephesians, with the result that teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
所以当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里， 这个和以弗所说的教导是平行的，是一致的， 用诗章颂词灵歌彼此教导， 互相劝诫，心被灵恩感歌颂神。
So being filled with the Spirit is being filled with the Word of Christ.
所以被圣灵充满的，就是被神的基督的话充满的道理充满。
In other words, we need to spend time hearing God's voice from His Word.
所以这就意味着我们要去花时间呢，去听他的话语，听他的真理。
Neither is it enough just to read for interest's sake. There must be a meditation, actually hearing God's voice in the Word.
这里不单单是一个好奇，有兴趣的角度去读神的话，你要默想的，要嚼的在心里，所以你要把神的话呢听到心里去。
It's not just information.
所以对我来说，它不单单是一个信息，是一个知识，它不只是这样。
It's the word of Christ, and it's to dwell in us richly, in all wisdom.
所以这是基督的真理，它丰丰富富地存在我心里。
It doesn't say, let it dwell in you richly in all knowledge.
It doesn't say.
You see, wisdom is the application of knowledge.
所以智慧是什么? 智慧是把你的知识应用在你的生命里啊，你才会有智慧。
Not only do we need to know the word, we need to obey and apply the word.
所以不单我们知道这个话，知道神的道理，我还应用了，顺服他的话，按照他的话在我的生命里去做。
We read that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华才是智慧的开端。
So as we read the word of God, if the word of God is dwelling in us richly, in all wisdom, it means that we meditate on it and we apply it to our lives.
所以神的道理丰丰富富住在我心里的时候呢，就意味着我嚼，我默想他的话，然后呢，我把他的话用在我的生命中。This
isn't a passive exercise.
对，这是一个被动的状态。It
requires study, and it requires a person to be humble and honest with themselves to allow the word of God to have its way in our lives.
对，它就意味着我们需要谦卑啊，需要允许神的话呢应用在我们身上。我们要去做一个选择，让自己谦卑，让自己跟随神的话。
See, but a lot of people, they like a real quick fix.
很多人呢，总想寻求的总是一个很迅速、很便捷的，一下子解决问题的方式。To
have a shortcut to spirituality.
那想在这个属灵的领域里找到一个捷径。There
isn't anything like that in the scripture.
圣经里没有这样的捷径。There
was no shortcut in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. On his journey to the cross, it was full of disappointments and it was full of struggles that he faced with people. There's opposition, his disappointments. And then to the cross itself, he there had to suffer at the hands of sinful men. And then he had to suffer under the righteous judgment of God for our sins.
你可以想一想，耶稣他在地上做的事从来都不是一个捷径的路，那他在十字架的路上，他被人羞辱啊，被人唾弃，被人反对，在十字架上他自己还要经历神公义的审判啊，没有这样，没有一件啊，你会看见这是一条捷径，不用这么做就能达到成功。
John chapter 15 and verse 7. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he spent some time with his disciples preparing for his going.
那天晚上呢，耶稣被卖的那天晚上，他要花一些时间跟门徒们待在一起。
So he's saying to them, you need to fill yourself with the word of God and let the word of God abide in you.
他要说要让你自己啊被神的话充满。然后让神的话住在你里面。
He says in verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
约翰福音15章7节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
So those are the first two things. First of all, we confess our sins, have an empty vessel, a clean vessel for the Holy Spirit to fill.
那这是我们先讲的两个啊。第一个呢，就是成为一个洁净的器皿，到神面前认你自己的罪，然后清洁这器皿。
Second, you want to be full of the Word of God.
第二呢，你要让自己充满神的话在你的心里。
You read it, you meditate upon it, and you obey it.
充满的方式就是你读，你默想，然后你顺服。
Some other things that we, in order to be full of the Spirit is spend time, if you spend time listening to God's Word, you need to spend time speaking to God.
那第三呢，就是你要花时间呢，你要跟神说话。
In prayer.
在祷告里。
And that prayer, he wants to hear his children's voices.
在这样的祷告里呢，神想要听他孩子的声音。
And worship, spend time in worship as well, thanking him in worship and thanksgiving.
不但如此呢，你不但要祷告，你还要赞美他，敬拜他。你要在你的跟他的交通中呢，你还有一个向上的敬拜赞美。
Someone that's full of the Word of God is going to want to speak to God.
因为那一位被神的话语充满的一位呢，一定会愿意向神有交流，有交通，想要跟他说。
And worship and thanksgiving will flow from that heart.
同样的呢，这颗心也一定会流淌出对神的敬拜和赞美。
A fourth thing is we need to stay close to Christian fellowship.
第四件事我们要注意的呢，就是我们要在基督徒的团契里要紧密，也不能离开基督徒的团契。
It's a body life, and there are others whose gifts God has given for your benefit.
因为这是一个同为肢体的概念，一个身体，所以每一个肢体有不同的恩赐啊，我们不能离开任何一个。
Another thing is now, if you're full of the Spirit of God, what then do you do?
那第五个呢？那你如果被圣灵充满，你会做什么呢？
You see, there has to be, if there is life, there's going to be movement, there's going to be action.
如果你是个活的生命啊，那你一定会有动作的嘛，来显明你是活的。
And so, what we do is present our members, these bodies that have been purchased by the precious blood of Christ, we present them to God for him to use now for his glory.
所以呢，最后一个就是我们把自己，也就是神用保险买赎回来的我们的我自己，然后献给神，求神来使用啊，按照为了他的荣耀，按照他的旨意来使用我。
Romans chapter 12 and verse 1.
罗马书的十二章的一节。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章一节
and verse 1.
一节
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So now, having a making sure the vessel is clean, filled with the word of God, speaking to God, now we can move out into the world. And,presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, saying, Lord, use me for your glory.
可以想一想，我们在神面前洁净自己，然后呢，神的话充满我，我开始向他祷告，开始有很好的团契。这个时候呢，我就跟主说呢，使用我，让我成为这世界的光的见证，使用我作为你合用的器皿。
And go back to Romans chapter 6 and verse 13.
罗马书的六章十七节十三节
He says in verse 13, he says, and do not present your members, that is your lips, your feet, your hands, your mind, every part of our bodies, every part of our being. He says, do not present those members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
罗马书六章十三节，也不要将你们的肢体，无论是口啊、手啊、脚啊，我们的心思意念呢，把我们这些呢，不要献给罪做不义的器皿器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
So what we do then, filled with the Spirit, we can say, Lord, I'm your vessel for you to use the way you want. My hands are yours, my feet, my mouth, my lips, what I say.Use me now.
我们会跟主说呢，主啊，求你使用我，我的手，我的脚，我的嘴，我的全人都是你的，求你使用我。
And then one last thing, and that is everything that we do, we should do to the glory of God.
最后一个事呢，就是我们做的一切事都是为了主的荣耀而做的。
In time past, we did everything to glorify ourselves.
在我们不认识神的时候呢，我们做的一切事都是荣耀自己。
We thought only of ourselves, never thinking of others first, but ourselves first.
我们总是在想自己啊，从来没有想过别人。
But now we can say from our hearts, Lord,I want to glorify you in everything I do.
那现在呢，我们可以在自己心里跟主说，我现在要做一切事，为了荣耀你的名。
Now, it's interesting too, that a person who is filled with the Spirit, doesn't announce this fact, to others.
很有意思的是啊，当一个人真的被圣灵充满的时候，他不会把这个向众人宣称说我要把自己献给神做器皿。
As a matter of fact, you may not even be aware that you're filled with the Spirit of God.
甚至呢，你都不知道自己已经被圣灵充满了。
The reason for that is, if you are so occupied with Christ, you're not occupied with your feelings.
原因就是呢，当你完全被神、被基督充满的时候呢，你已经不再被自己的感觉所影响 和充满了。
Another thing to keep in mind is that the filling of the Spirit is not emotional, but it's holiness.
所以圣灵充满不是情感式的，是圣洁的。
Holiness means completely separated to God.
圣洁的意思呢，其实就是为了神呢，完全的与世界分离出来。
It's true that emotions can be involved. And just like in many areas of our life, but they're a byproduct. They're a result of the divine filling, not a cause.
情感的它会有表达，但是呢它是一个结果，它是一个副产品，它不是一个原因。啊，它正是因为我们被圣灵充满，我们在全然圣洁的状态下，我们就自然会有一些情感的表达。
So there's some things about the filling of the Spirit. A person can be filled with the Spirit and not realize that they are.
所以这是关于一些圣灵充满的概念。一个人很可能已经被圣灵充满了，但他完全没有概念，不知道，不自知。
Stay occupied with Christ.
使神呢、啊，使基督啊，充满你、啊、，Eric。
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll read first.
All right. Good evening, Yanli.
Good evening. Good evening.
Or good morning, I guess in other places. Now.What we'd like to look now is at the results of being filled, or the evidences of being filled with the Spirit.
接下来呢，我们要看被圣灵充满的结果，或者是被圣灵充满的证据。
Now, the effect, the total effect of the Spirit upon our lives depends on how open we are to His ministry.
所以我们圣灵对我们生命的影响呢完全取决于我们有多大程度上向圣灵敞开。
A spirit-controlled or spirit-filled life is one in which it's not instant spirituality, but rather it's believers grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
首先呢，一个被圣灵充满或者被圣灵掌控的一个生命呢，它不是一个瞬间的一个灵性的一个爆发那样的事情，而是它持续的在主耶稣基督的知识和恩典上长进的一个过程。
Just as a child grows day by day, from experience to experience, so the Christian grows from experience to experience.
就像一个孩子他一天一天长大，从一个经验积累一个经验这样往前走，我们基督徒成长也是这样的，从一个经验再增加另外一个经验，一个经验一个经验的增加。
But there will be evidences.
但是会有一些证据。
If there is real life, you can see the evidence.
如果它是一个真的生命的话呢，你能看见这个生命的证据。
So, the results of filling, there's a number of different things. I don't know if we'll have all time tonight to finish up, but let's take a look at one of the obvious, evidences of the Spirit, full of the filling of the Spirit.
圣灵充满的这个结果呢有很多，我们可以列出 一系列的单子来。我们今天不知道时间能不能够讲完，我们先看一个最明显的，就是圣灵充满的一个结果。
And that I refer to, of course, is the fruit of the Spirit.
我指的就是圣灵的果子。
Turn to Galatians chapter 5, please.
大家翻到加拉太书的五章。
Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22.
加拉太书五章二十二节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Now, previous to that, Paul has, and he's listed the works of the flesh as a contrast.
在这节经文之前呢，保罗列举了很多情欲的事情作为对比。
In verses 19, to 21, we read about this terrible practices of the flesh.
从19节到21节呢，我们能读到这个所列举的一系列这个非常糟糕的这个情欲的事情。
And in that list, we can see what we were in our old lives.
在这个清单里面，我们可以看见我们没信主以前，我们的生命是怎么样的情况。
What did it produce? Nothing but sorrow, tears, pain, all those things.
在这些事都能结出什么样的果子呢？无非就是伤心、眼泪、痛苦。
That's the works of the flesh.
这就是情欲的事。
Outworking of the sinful nature.
是从我们这犯罪的本性里面产生出来的。
But the outworking of the divine nature produces something entirely different.
但是这圣洁的本性所结出的果子呢，就是完全不同的了。
And instead of works, we find that it's fruit.
这里面他就不说是工作了，不说是行为了，他说的是果子。
A fruit is produced from inside the plant. It isn't manufactured on the outside. It grows from within.
果子呢是从一个植物的里面的生命里结出来的，它不是外面得到的。
And just like the Spirit of God working in us, it produces fruit that is seen in the outside.
就像圣灵在我们里面的圣灵在做工，然后就结出一个外面能看见的果子。
The outward evidences of the Spirit then manifests itself in a changed character.
所以在外在的这个结出的圣灵果子呢，是为了要显明我们里面已经改变的一个本性。
Maybe, to use the term changed character is not as wrong.It's a new character. It's the evidence of a new nature.
我们说改变的本性呢，可能不太准确。我们应该说是一个新的本性，一个新的性格。
Now, notice that it's in the singular. It's the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruits of the Spirit.
然后我们要注意一点呢，就是它这个果子啊，在英文里或者说这个希腊原文里面呢，它是一个单数，它是果子，不是果子门。
The fruit of the Spirit always unifies.
因为这个果子呢，总是一个合一的整体。
The works of the flesh, they're many and they tear people apart, families apart, nations apart.
这情欲的事情呢是好多个，他总是把东西给拆毁，拆成好多碎片，把人拆成好多片，把家庭拆成好多片。
Now, the fruit of the Spirit is, as we have it in our Bibles, is ninefold. There's nine fruits of the Spirit.
但是这圣灵所结的果子呢，它是九个方面合在一起的。
But I'm going to suggest that we look at it another way.
我们可以今天换一个角度来看这个圣灵的果子。
I'm going to read it this way.The fruit of the Spirit is love.
我可以这样说，圣灵所结的果子就是爱。
And love has many flavors, eight flavors.
然后爱呢，有八种味道。
Love manifests itself in joy and peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
就是爱呢，它是从以下这个八个方面呢把自己显明出来的。哪八个方面呢？就是喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
You see, the fruit is produced by the life of the plant. In this case, the metaphor, the fruit is produced by the Spirit Himself.
这里是用了一个比喻啊，因为果子呢是这个植物的生命产生出来的，所以用来比喻呢，这个圣灵的果子呢是圣灵自己结出来的。
Now turn to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1 John chapter 4.
我们翻到约翰一书的四章。
And verse 7 and 8.
第七和第八节。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Now there's two statements there.
这里有两句话哦。
In verse 7, we find that love is of God.
首先呢，是第七节，他说爱是从神来的。
And in verse 8, we find God is love.
然后第八节呢，他说神就是爱。
That's his nature.
这就是他的本性。
It's not part of his character, it's his very nature, love.
这不是说他的一个性格的特点，这就是他的本性就是爱。
You see, I believe that the life of the Spirit produces love.
对，我相信呢，就是这圣灵的本性呢，就是产生出了这个果子，就是爱。
Look at Romans chapter 5, please.
再翻到罗马书的五章。
And verse 5.
第五节。
Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Now love is an action word.
所以爱是一个有行动的词。
It's a living word.
而且它是一个活的词。
The word in the Greek agapeo is a word that means self-sacrificing love.
在希腊文里面爱这个 agape 这个爱这个词呢，它是表明的是舍己的爱。
It's a love that is motivated by purpose.And will.
而且它是又有目的、有意志的驱动的一个动作。
It's a love that is not dependent upon being reciprocated by being returned.
而且它是不求回报的，它不是以回报为条件的。
It is a pure love that is only comes from God Himself.
这个爱呢是最纯洁的，是唯一从神才有才能来的这个爱。
But He has poured that love out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us.
但他却所赐给我们的圣灵呢，却借着所赐给我们的圣灵，把这样的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And it's as I say, it's an action word.God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
而且我刚才讲过了，这个爱呢是用行动来表明的爱，就像约翰福音对三章十六节说的，他说神爱世人，甚至将他的儿子赐给他们。
God had to display his love for us.
所以神必须把他的爱向我们显明出来。
God was self-sufficient in heaven from all eternity, but in order to show who he was, he needed to be able to demonstrate his love.
神在永恒里面他是自我满足的，但是呢他需要把他到底是一个什么样的神呢，把他表达出来让我们知道。
In the same way, if we're born of the Spirit of God, we have the love of God in our hearts that has to be displayed in fruit, a new, in demonstration of the new nature.
同样道理，我们这些从神生的新造的人呢，也需要借着圣灵的果子呢，显明出来我们里面的本性是怎么样的。
And so we see this demonstration in this eightfold, fruit.Or eightfold demonstration of that love with joy, peace, and so on.
所以我们就是从这八个层面，就是喜乐、忍耐、和平这八个层面的来显明这样的爱是一个什么样的果子。
Now turn back to Galatians, please.
再翻回加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5.And verse
6. 加拉太书的五章六节。
Paul has had a long discussion here up to this point that the law by ourselves, by our own efforts,through the law or any other way, we cannot produce the fruit of the Spirit.
在这一节经文之前呢，保罗已经有了一个长篇的讨论，为的就是证明呢，在靠我们自己，或者说借着律法，不管是借着什么方式，都不能产生这个，不能结出这个圣灵的果子来，就是如果从我们自己里面是结不出这圣灵的果子的。
And so in verse 6, he compares...The law, circumcision was the outward manifestation of the keeping of the law.
受割礼呢就是要守律法的一个外在的表现。
But he says that doesn't mean anything.
然后他说这个受割礼没有全无功效，一点用没有。
In verse 6, he says, for in Christ Jesus,Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. But then he uncovers the principle of fruit bearing.
原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼全无功效，紧接着呢他就揭示了这个真正的关键是什么。
And that principle is faith working through love.
唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
See, we live by faith.
所以我们是因信而活的，因信而生的。
And we don't look for outward signs. The Christian lives by faith in the Word of God.
我们不是靠一些外在的一些记号、一些神迹活着的，我们是靠里面的信心活着的。
There's nothing a farmer can do to make fruit grow. All he needs to do is plant the tree that will produce the fruit that he wants and to give it the conditions for it to do its thing.
所以一个农夫呢，他要想结出果子来，他除非把这个果树种在地上，然后给他合适的生长的条件，除此之外他没有办法能够得着果子。
He can't go to the lumber yard and buy some wood and try to build a tree.
他不能去那个锯木厂去买一些木头来做一个树。
So he needs to just plant a tree that he wants to get fruit from and take care of it and it will produce the fruit.
所以他需要做的是呢，把一棵果树种在地里，然后好好的照顾它，这样呢，他就能结到果子了。
Let's look quickly at some of these, of the results of love. Really, it's God's life manifesting itself in joy, first of all.
我们来看看这些爱由爱生出来的这些结果，就是这八个方面。先看喜乐。
Turn to John 15 and verse 11.
翻到约翰福音十五章十一节。
He says in verse 11 of John 15, These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
There's, and then peace.
然后我们再看和平。
It could be the peace, we have peace with God, that will certainly be good for us, but this is the peace of God, ruling and reigning in our hearts.
当然这个和平可以指我们现在已经与神和好的那个和平，但它更多的是指呢神的平安是在我们心里掌权的那个从神来的平安。
And just across the page there, John 14, verse 27.
还回到刚才的约翰福音15章的23节。
We might say at this point that the fruit of the Spirit was manifested in the person of the Lord Jesus, and you can find all the examples of the fruit of the Spirit in the life of the Lord Jesus.
所以这些圣灵的果子呢，我们都可以在主耶稣基督的生命里面找到。Which verse?
Verse
27.
27节。Peace I leave with you, my peace. He says, I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
不是十五章哈，是十四章的二十七节。
So there's just two.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
In verse, chapter 15, 11, it was my joy, he says, my joy might remain with you. And in chapter 24, verse 27, my peace I give to you.
所以在15章的11节里他说要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。现在14章的27节里面他说我将我的平安赐给你们。
And,You can go through a study on each one of those manifestations of love. And you can look through the life of the Lord Jesus and find an example there that will satisfy each one.
你可以从这仁爱的这个八个方面啊，刚才我们讲了两个方面，喜乐和和平。然后你可以自己一个一个的去研读，你可以发现主耶稣基督的生命里每一个都能够找到这样的证据来。
you might say that the fruit of the Spirit is a description of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也可以说这圣灵的果子啊，就是来描写主耶稣基督的性情的。
And the Holy Spirit wants to duplicate it in our lives by filling us with the life of Christ.
所以圣灵呢，也想借着用基督的生命充满我们这样的工作呢，让我们也能结出这样的果子来。
Now seeing we're in John chapter 15, we'd like to look just briefly at that, a few points in this chapter.
好，既然我们已经查到了约翰福音十五章，我们就看一下这一章的几个点。
This is the parable or parable of the vine, the true vine.
是举了一个比喻，就是这真葡萄树的比喻。
Here's the perfect vine was the Lord Jesus Christ.
那个最完美的葡萄树呢，就是主耶稣基督自己。
And we read in verse 1, I'm the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
一节和二节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
There are two types of pruning.
但这里有两种修剪哦。
There's winter pruning and summer pruning.
一个是冬天的剪枝，一个是夏天的剪枝。
In order to get good grapes, you've seen the winter pruning where they prune right back down close to the vine, but leave a few buds from the vine for the new branch in the spring.
所以为了要结出好葡萄呢，可以看到冬天的时候果农他修剪枝子呢，基本上要剪到这个离这个主干比较近的只留两三个芽的这样的地方了，为的是呢春天能够结出新的长出新的枝子来。
And then as the branch grows and they begin to flower and fruit begins to grow on that branch, the branch continues to grow and grow.
然后到春天呢，就这个新枝子就长出来了，然后就开花，然后果子就是葡萄就开始结出来了，而且这枝子呢不停的长啊长。
And that extra branch,It takes the power or takes the nutrients and from the fruit. And it also shades the fruit from the sun. So it doesn't develop properly.
而且有些枝子呢它疯长呢它就把那些本该给果子的这个营养呢它自己占了，而且它挡住了阳光。
So the vine dresser comes along in the summertime and he trims off all the excess green, all the excess herbage that is not any good for fruit, but is taking up the power of the fruit.
然后呢这个果农呢夏天的时候他就来了，把那些多余的枝子对果子生长没有益处的枝子呢，只是抢营养的这些枝子呢就把它剪掉了。
Now notice it's the Father that is the one who does this work.
而且注意这里面提到他说我父是栽培的人，就我父是这个剪枝的人。
Now you and I, as we produce fruit, sometimes God needs to prune or clean, because that's what the term is used by the vine dressers, they're got to clean the branches off. And sometimes the Father must clean excess things that are hindering our fruit bearing. And that is called discipline of the Father.
所以我们也是一样，他这里用的这个词呢，就是果农他用修剪干净这个词，所以天父也是这样对待我们的。当我们成长的时候呢，他会也把一些多余的东西剪去，我们就被管教了。
So there, we read of fruit. We read of the Father pruning us, disciplining us so we bear more fruit. And then in verse 5, we read that there is much fruit.
我们刚才在这两节里讲到了果子, 也讲到了天父呢, 他要修剪我们, 要, 管教我们, 然后在第四节呢, 会讲到要多结果子。
Says, I am the vine, verse 5, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
不是第四节,是第五节。 我是葡萄树,你们是枝子。常在我里面的,我也常在他里面。 这人就多结果子,因为离了我,你们就不能做什么。
So there's a good statement for us to keep in mind that we cannot bear fruit of itself. Without him, we can do nothing.
这句话呢,我们要常常的记在脑子里,就是因为离了我,你们就不能做什么,就不能结果子,这句话要记得。
And as we bear fruit, that is that the character of Christ being formed in us, lived out through us, the Father is glorified. Look at verse 8.
所以结果子的意思呢, 就是主耶稣基督的性情在我们里面生成, 然后我们把它活出来, 使神的, 就我们父的名呢, 就得到了荣耀。 我们看第八节。
He says, by this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
你们多结果子, 我父就因此得荣耀, 你们也就是我的门徒了。
Just as the Lord Jesus glorified the Father in all that he did, the Father looked at his Son and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
所以就像主耶稣一样, 他所做的一切的事情都是荣耀了父的名, 所以父在天上看着他, 他会说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
He could look at the life of his Son through all the testings that he went through, and his character showed forth the fruit of the Spirit in its fullness.
所以天父看主耶稣在地上经过的每一个的试炼, 都能结出这美好的这个圣灵的果子。
And not only that, but there's a promise down in verse 16.
而且不仅如此,这里还有一个应许,我们跳到16节。
He says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you.
不是你们拣选了我,是我拣选了你们,并且分派你们去结果子,叫你们的果子长存,使你们奉我的名,无论向父求什么,他就赐给你们。
Isn't it interesting that fruit bearing and us asking the Father are connected in that same verse?
看大家会不会觉得很有趣,它这里面结果子呢,和我们祷告父成就,把我们求的赐给我们这两件事情呢,放在一起了,连在一起了在这些经文里面。
There is an action on our behalf in order to be filled with the Spirit, to produce the fruit of the Spirit, there is an action that we take in concert with the Holy Spirit's will for us.
所以在我们这个层面呢，我们需要做的事情也是要采取一个行动的，就是要和圣灵的带领保持一致，这样我们就能结果子。Now,
that's only one evidence of the Holy Spirit. Probably the most important is that it is manifestation of the life of Christ in the believer. That's a manifestation of the Spirit.
所以圣灵充满的一个结果呢，或者说它的证据的一个重要的一点呢，就是我们刚才讲到的，就是能够结出这圣灵的果子，能够显明我们里面的那个。
There is a an those are outward manifestations that everybody can see.
所以这是一些外在的证据，每一个人都能看得到的。
But oftentimes we don't see those changes in ourselves.
但是通常呢，我们自己其实看不到自己里面的所显明的这些变化。
The first two fruits, joy and love, joy and peace, I guess they go together, don't they? That's something that we can experience in our relationship with the Lord.
但是这个果子的前三个就是仁爱、喜乐、和平，他们常常是结合在一起的。这是我们自己在我们和天父的关系中能够感受到、能够享受到的。
But there's something else that the believer can have an experience that he knows the Father.
我们作为信徒呢，其实是可以有一些经历，让我们能够感受到天父的。
Turn to Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. Romans 8:15.
罗马书的八章十五节，就我们能够知，我们能感受到我们是认识天父的。
Here Paul is saying to the Romans, writing to the Romans.You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. That is the law which bound up the spirit, making it fearful of judgment, because there is no way that we can please God by keeping the law. We're under condemnation.
这个是彼得写给罗马教会的人。信徒的，他说你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，这个害怕呢是由于律法来的，因为律法捆绑了我们的灵，因为我们总是惧怕刑罚，因为我们知道我们没有办法守全律法。
But he says you have received the spirit of adoption.
然后他接着说，所受的乃是儿子的心。
That is, we're no longer orphaned. We're no longer homeless.God has adopted us as his own children.
也就是说我们再也不是孤儿，不是无家可归的了。天父已经收养了我们，做了他的儿子。
Whereby we cry out, Abba Father.
因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
This is the outpouring of a heart,that has been adopted, that knows salvation, that knows acceptance, that we cry out and we have within our hearts, Father, we cry to him, maybe in our extremities, in difficulties, but that's the seal that we know him is we,cry out to him.
所以这是一个被收养的儿子啊，他知道自己被收养了，知道自己得救了以后，他从心底里发出的一个呼喊，他现在叫天父为阿爸了。所以这是他里面的一个印记啊，就是他知道自己是谁，知道天父收养了他做自己的儿子了。
And then he goes on in verse 16 and says that the Spirit himselfthen bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
而第十六节他接着说，他说圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
That's the spirit within us that calls out to the Father and says, Father, I need you. I love you. I love your son.
所以这个是在住在我们里面的圣灵，他自己在这样呼喊，他说，天父，我爱你，我需要你，我也爱你的儿子。
Also, go to Galatians chapter 4.
我们再回到加拉太书的四章。
Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6.
第六节。
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
So that's kind of, you might say, a subjective knowing that the Spirit is within us. How it's the assurance of that Spirit of adoption.That we know the Father.
你可以管这个呢叫做一个主观的感知，就是你知道圣灵在你里面了，你也借着圣灵知道你已经被神收养成为儿子了。
Now, one more thing concerning this tonight. I'll take just a couple more minutes if you don't mind. And I'd like you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians, chapter 3.
我再多花几分钟时间，如果大家不介意的话，我们接着讲第三点，就是哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17.
17节。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
But we all, he says, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Here is the, you might say, the secret of spiritual growth.
在这里面呢，我们看到的就是属灵成长的一个奥秘。
If you want to become a good tennis player, you take up a racket and you practice and practice and practice.
如果你要成为一个好的网球运动员的话，你就得拿起拍子，不断的训练训练训练。
But nothing, there is no amount of human effort that can reproduce the divine life.
但是呢跟这个网球训练不同，在人里面没有任何的努力呢可以能够 生出这个圣洁的这个性情来。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
因为从肉身的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
But he says there, in how then is the life of Christ reproduced in us?
但他这里面讲到就是主耶稣基督的生命是怎么在我们里面形成的呢？
Here is the secret, right here.
这句经文讲的就是这个奥秘了。
He says in verse 18, we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror.
他说我们十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。
What are we looking into?
我们在看什么呢？
A mirror.
在看一个镜子。
That mirror is the word of God.
这镜子就是神的话。
And what are we looking at?
我们在这话里看什么呢？
We're looking at the glory of the Lord.
是看主的荣光。
Now, earlier on in that chapter, the children of Israel looked at the glorious face of Moses when he came down from the mountain.
在这章里面前面呢，他讲到就是以色列人当时看摩西从山上走下来呢，他脸上都有光。
But that was a fading glory.
但那个光呢是渐渐消退的。
Just like the law was a passing phase.
就像这个律法呢是一点点越来越没有用的。
But the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ is an unending glory.
但是主的这个荣光呢是一个 不会结束的荣光。
And as we behold one glory after another, viewing the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God transforms us into that likeness.
所以当我们看见主的荣光，接着一个的不断的看见主的荣光的时候呢，神的圣灵就改变了我们。
It's the same word that is used of the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly.
这里面的这个改变呢，就是相当于从一个茧变成蝴蝶这样的一个蜕变的过程。
It isn't me trying to be more Christ-like.
不是说我让自己变得越来越像基督。
It's the Spirit of God transforming me into that image as I view the person of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Word of God. He transforms me.
而是当我在神的话里面越来越多的看见主的荣光的时候呢，圣灵就把我变成了主的样式。这个变就是化茧成蝶的那个变。
But it doesn't happen all at once.
但这不是一下子就发生的。
He says there in verse 18, it's from one glimpse of glory to another glimpse of glory.
在十八节里他用了一个词叫荣上加荣。就是看了一眼再看一眼，看了一眼再看一眼的意思。
So that's why we go into the Word of God, we let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom. And as we do so, the Spirit of God transforms us into His image, and we produce in our lives the fruit of the Spirit. A Christ-like character is displayed openly. No shortcuts.
所以这就是为什么我们要不断的去查考神的话语，然后用各样的智慧使基督的道理丰丰富富的存在我们的心里，这样在我们里面的圣灵就因为我们不断的看见了主的荣光，他就把我们变成了主的样式，我们也就能够结出主耶稣那圣洁的生命在我们里面所结出的果子来。
The Christian life is a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ on a day-to-day basis.
所以基督徒的生命呢是和一天一天每天每天和主的关系中发展的。它是基于这个我们和主的每天每天的这样的关系上，个人的关系的。
There are many other things actually that the Holy Spirit does in the believer and what He does for the believer, but we have come to our time tonight and we may move on to some other things after the new year.
圣灵呢还在我们基督徒里面做很多工作，也为我们信徒做很多工作，但是我们今天时间到了，我们可以新年过后再接着讲更多的。
I believe next week Brother Long, Helong will be bringing a message to you next week. So I'll see you in 2 weeks then.
下个星期呢是何浪弟兄呢给大家分享一些信息，然后再下个星期呢那个 Eric 长老再回来。
Thank you, dear brothers and sisters. The Lord richly bless you. Now, our brother Harold will send us away with a benediction or a word and some prayer.
谢谢亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿主丰丰富富的祝福大家。我们现在请Harold 给大家祝福和祷告。
All right, let us pray then.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we are very, very thankful for the Holy Spirit of God.
主，我们特别的感谢圣灵。
And we are amazed that we could have anything to do with Him, let alone that He would be in us.
我们其实对圣灵做不了什么，除非就让他进到我们里面来。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that indeed we might know the filling of the Spirit of God in us. We would like Him to fill us in every possible way.
我们既然知道圣灵在我们的里面，我们就希望他能够尽可能的充满我们生命的每一个角落。
May we not resist that filling, Lord. May we be clean vessels and devoted to him in order that he can fill us.
我们盼望我们不抵挡圣灵，盼望我们能够成为洁净的器皿，让他能够充满我们。
And Lord, we would like the evidences of the filling of the Spirit of God as well.
主啊，我们也想要得着那圣灵充满的证据。
And so we're praying that indeed we might be filled with the fruit of the Spirit and that we might by our love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, we pray that by these we might manifest the Spirit of God in our lives.
主啊，盼望我们真的能够多结着圣灵的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、温柔、良善、恩慈、信实、忍耐、节制。
And Lord, in addition to this, we would like the Spirit of God to so fill us that we will have the evidence of it in our relationship with the Lord.
主，我们也盼望，圣灵充满在我们里面，能够结出这样的果子，能结出这样的证据，就是我们和你有亲密的、正确的关系。
We thank you for the adoption of sons and daughters, and we pray, Lord, that we will rest in that and enjoy the personal evidence that the Spirit of God is in us.
主啊，感谢您收养我们，做了您的儿子和女儿，盼望我们能够在这样的事实当中，这样的关系里面得到安息。
And Lord, we also pray that we might, so live our lives that the presence of the Holy Spirit will change us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would like to appear like the Lord Jesus because of the work of the Spirit of God in us.
主啊，盼望我们能够活出这样的生命，让主耶稣，让圣灵能够在我们里面把我们变成主耶稣基督的样式，能让我们能够，能够显明像主耶稣那样的样子。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that we might truly give evidence of the Spirit of God in our lives.
盼望我们的生命能够真的能够显明，我们里面有主耶稣基督生命的那样的证据。
Now, thank you, Lord, for our time together this evening.
主啊，感谢您今天赐给我们在一起的时光。
And we pray that you'll just bless us in the weeks that lie ahead. We're so thankful for your goodness to us.
主啊，求您祝福我们接下去一周的时间，我们为您的良善感谢您。
We pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告和感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, everyone.
Amen.
Thank you.